The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And in fact, will do greater works than these because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and will be in you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Now we invite children ages 3 to 10 to go into the music room during the sermon for a story and prayers, and they will return. Actually, they'll return for the baptism. Very exciting.
Through the written word and the spoken word, God, help us to hear your living word, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yesterday, I marched with some of you and with many from around the diocese in the Pride Parade. We marched with people from around the nation and world in a sea of rainbows and glitter. Today, we celebrate Pentecost, a celebration of another kind, one with fierce wind, fire, and the appearance of drunkenness. Both Pride and Pentecost create a beautiful ruckus. But they have much in common in addition to their noisy and riotous nature. Pentecost and Pride are rooted in community. Scripture tells us that the disciples were in one place, and Jews from all over the world were gathered in Jerusalem. It's likely that they were gathered for a Jewish pilgrimage festival, Shavuot, 50 days after Passover. There is a diverse gathering for a community celebration. For many, Pride is its own sort of pilgrimage festival. People travel from far and wide to come and celebrate in community, to find people who will welcome them with open arms, to join with people who share some common identities, and bring diverse visions of flourishing. Embodied community, diverse community, sacred community. Communities of people of every nation, color, gender, and age, everyone gathered together in beautiful and holy celebration. Pentecost and Pride are about understanding. Each person gathered at Pentecost hears God's word in their own language. Each person hears God's word in the words and in the ways that have meaning to them in particular. The Spirit brings God's message in a diversity of tongues so that all may hear and all may receive. Each person is given the opportunity to understand and to be understood. The holiness of both cannot be overestimated. Many, in fact, are told in school, in churches, and in society that there is one right way to learn, one right way to look, to behave, and to receive. Many are told that there is one way that God speaks, and a limited selection of people who can speak on her behalf. But Pentecost tells us that God speaks in a multitude of ways, so that each may understand, so that each may be filled with the Holy Spirit in unique ways. Likewise, pride creates at its best a space for individuality and uniqueness. It is a space in which a person can bring the fullness of who they are and be seen, understood, and believed. And in my experience, Christians participating in Pride share in the multiplicity of voices that are heard at Pentecost. LGBTQIA plus Christians and our allies share the word of God in a voice of love and care and affirmation. This is true every day of our lives. Living out loud in our various identities demonstrates an expansive witness to God. If we are made in the image of God, then our uniqueness points to the multifaceted, prism-like God. God's image is made manifest in a multitude of voices, bodies, and identities. Building spaces of a Pentecost level of understanding might be a goal for us in Christian communities. That means sharing the good news of God through a great many voices, languages, and expressions. It means having numerous ways to connect with God and with the church. It means ensuring that our communities are safe, welcoming, and affirming. It means seeking to understand the lived reality of our pewmate, our neighbor, and of people we have never met. Both Pride and Pentecost have a riotous nature to them. They are countercultural gatherings. The apostles were called drunkards, LGBTQ people called heathens, because God works in unexpected ways. God does not fit tidily into boxes. And sometimes following God with our whole being can make us seem quite strange. Following God with our whole being can confuse, anger, and frustrate people and powers that expect a tidy God and a tidy humanity. Combining the similarities I've noted, first, community, second, understanding, and third, the willingness to be countercultural, they all add up to belonging. Belonging to God, belonging to one another. We belong to a God who comes as wind and fire, a God who speaks in a multitude of ways so that all may understand and be understood, a God who is not afraid of our humanity, but rather happily lives into it. We belong to a God who meets us where we are, a God who inspires and empowers us to do what is right and what is holy, a God who shows us how to love big, and then love some more. We belong to a God of infinite color, a God who is black and brown and white, young and old and middle-aged, who is woman and man and non-binary, a God who created every color of the rainbow and lives in every color of the rainbow. We belong to a God that is around us and within us, a God who is within every race and nation, a God who speaks every language, a God who says our bodies are good, a God who celebrates love and flourishing, a God who comes as wind, fire, and a cacophony of voices. We belong to this God. This is the God to whom we belong. And in belonging to God, we belong to one another. Which brings me around to baptism. Pentecost is a baptismal feast. It is called the birthday of the church. It is a day that celebrates the beauty and dynamism of our church. On Pentecost, we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit we invoke in baptism as we say, "You are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever." As a community, the Holy Spirit draws us together, binds us together, and seals us with water, fire, and oil. In baptism, we are Christ's own forever. You belong to Christ, and she belongs to Christ, and they belong to Christ, and I belong to Christ. And so we belong to each other. Baptism is about community, a community of love, commitment, diversity, and authenticity. Baptism is about understanding, seeking to understand God and God's word, working to understand the beautiful multitude of God's people and creation, learning to understand and to work for God's justice and mercy. And baptism is countercultural. Baptism says that we belong to a power that is not of this world. It says we belong to humanity and divinity and to an eternal life with God. Baptism invites us into a covenant that resists evil, into a life of repentance and repair, into proclamation of deeply good news that defies our boundaries of death, into a life of service and love, into a commitment to justice, peace, respect, and dignity. So here is the word that I will offer to those being baptized today, and I hope you'll hear it by proxy. Jonathan, we baptize you into a community that cherishes each unique facet of who you are. We baptize you into a community that is ready to receive each new version of who you are and who you will become. We baptize you into a community of love, mercy, and justice. We baptize you into a community that will seek to understand you and will help you to understand our God. We will meet you where you are and journey with you along the way. And we will do all of this in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.